at a rehearsal in the Woodfin Dance Studio of the Asheville Ballet, Rebecca O'Quinn is watching two middle-aged women rehearse a duet O'Quinn created around the prop of an overstuffed love seat.
Nice. Good.
They kind of take turns running around the couch and flipping over the couch and are in relationship with each other, and it's not clear what the relationship is.
That unclear relationship could be a metaphor for O'Quinn's own artistic path. She studied classical piano as a child in Cary, North Carolina, studied dance throughout her teens, earned an undergrad degree in theater and dance, and wound up traveling the world performing on cruise ships. All along, she fostered another dream to sing country music.
I see country music as like a secular form of Southern gospel music almost, you know, and that feels like roots.
In her mid-20s at the time, O'Quinn came to Asheville in 2012 expecting yet another temporary layover along her path of impermanence. She thought she would become a country and bluegrass singer here, but she found something she hadn't counted on through the Asheville Ballet.
Knowing people for longer than 6 months at a time and figuring out what it meant to really be in long-term relationship with people. I really felt like I found a family where I did not have one as a child.
So that was perfect. I love how close you're getting there.
O'Quinn is smiling and relaxed as she watches her creation unfold.
In conjunction with like the attachment work that I'm studying in counseling, there's a connection between, you know, our relationships as children and our relationships as adults.
When I try to choreograph about something very specific, it never comes out the way I want it to. You know, I think I use a personal experience as a catapult. You know, I'm going to start here, and then I'm just going to create movement and then see where it goes. And sometimes I don't know what a dance is about until I'm 3/4 of the way through with choreographing it. And I will say to my dancers, I figured out what it was about today.
O'Quinn has pieced together her living largely through dance. She's an adjunct teacher at Mars Hill University, but dreams of singing her own country music have been slow to simmer. Only in the past year has she given life to her band, Rebecca and the Reckoning, which for now performs a mix of well-known songs and O'Quinn's original compositions.
Renegade in a city, lower class vagabond, trailer park hippie with a sweet sound.
Sometimes I'm not a great initiator. Part of me is a little bit more introverted than I thought when I was younger. I didn't even think that making country music in this town was possible. I came back just going, man, I kind of don't care if Asheville's receptive or not. This is what I do. And maybe they'll be receptive to it if I just do it really well and really earnestly and really authentically.
O'Quinn is pursuing a master's degree in mental health counseling, and she says it's part of a life transition still in process. Wherever the counseling career takes her, she intends to add that to her already crowded plate of pursuits rather than give anything up.
I don't like to put all of my eggs in one basket. There is a little bit of fear, yeah. Just not being good enough at any one thing. I'm transitioning in what, you know, I look for in relationship with other people. And I'm transitioning in a lot of self-worth. And if you can transform yourself internally, then I think you can make better art.
You can see Rebecca O'Quinn on stage with the Asheville Ballet May 17th and 18th at Diana Wortham Theater in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.